From Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Trial by Fury by J.A. Jantz, another in this author's J.P. Beaumont mystery series. Now let's begin with Chapter 1 of Trial by Fury. I was hungover as hell when Detective Ron Peters and I hit the crime scene at 8:10 on a gray and rainy Seattle Monday morning. Peters, my partner on Seattle PD's homicide squad, was quick to point out that it could have been worse. At least I had some hope of getting better. The black man lying behind the dumpster at the lower Queen Anne Bailey's Foods didn't. He was dead. Had been for some time. The sickish odor of decaying flesh was thick in the air. Partially wrapped in a tarp, he lay propped against the loading dock, the whole weight of his body resting on his shoulders, his broad head twisted unnaturally to one side. The human neck is engineered to turn back and forth and up and down in a multitude of combinations. This one wasn't one of them. I didn't need the medical examiner's officer to tell me his neck was broken, but it would require an autopsy to determine if a broken neck was actually the cause of death. Fortunately, the medical examiner wasn't far behind us. Old Doc Baker, his full head of white hair, wet and plastered flat on his head, turned up with a squad of youthful technicians. Baker supervises departmental picture-taking and oversees the initial handling of the corpse. Crime scene etiquette comes with its own peculiar pecking order. In Phase 1, the medical examiner reigned supreme. Baker barked orders that sent people...